Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm still joined by Conrad, and we're going to catch up on what happened next. Oh, have you heard?
Previously
Have you heard
on Fool's Daily.
Yes, previously on Fool's Daily, Conrad was going to start playing a game.
And then he died.
Oh, damn! Oh, that was a very short episode. If you died, no. What happened? So we're playing Wrath of Kings, or we're not
What
playing Wrath of
happened
Kings.
was Nick didn't have any DC's 10. So the first thing he does is he says, "Oh, I have to borrow yours. I thought I had loads of those DC 10 D6 things." And he didn't. So he had to touch my brand new blue Chessex D10.
Have you bought new dice?
I bought blue dice from my faction, yes. Did you buy any dice at all?
I did. I bought purple and gold ones.
Strangely enough, whilst we were playing, Nick ordered some red dice.
I was going to do this as a separate thing, just, little gamer habits and things that you have. But I like to have dice that go with the faction or the crew or whatever that I'm playing, and I like to have dice per game.
And then if you look at my spice cabinet, one of the drawers is just full of dice. And we
So
wonder why we're selling stuff.
I sold stuff.
I know, you're very good.
I think Mrs. Marshall thought I'd gone mad slightly. She came home yesterday. See, we'll get to it. She came home yesterday, and I've got Wagner pounding out all around the house. And there's a whole load of boxes on the dining room table waiting for me to put the labels on so I can ship them out. I really think that she thought I'd finally gone crazy.
And had you?
No, I was getting excited by Of Gods and Mortals, and I was trying to make up some extra heroes because the Norse army in the rule book doesn't have named heroes, named
Yeah.
legends, not the same way as the Greek one does. So I was trying to make some up. So I was asking people for suggestions on Norse legends. And I had Beowulf, and someone pointed me in the direction of Sigurd the Strong. And then someone else suggested Ragnar Lodbrok from the Vikings.
Yes.
And I thought, yes, with all this will work. I can make up some heroes and things. And then that I was thinking Norse, and then I started to think about Valkyries, and that got me onto Wagner. And the next thing I know, I was playing Wagner.
Well, these are the things you do.
Yeah. So, okay, so Nick had to touch your dice.
Yeah, so we shared dice.
Failure of gamer etiquette.
No,
I hope you made it. Hope you made him wash his
there was no
hands.
sportsmanship involved, so I just shared my dice. And we rolled dice, and I took a picture of this dice roll because it was we just both fell about laughing. We both rolled a one. So the first game, first dice roll, essentially in the game, and we both rolled a one.
So you're as good at open combat as not open combat as Wrath of Kings as every other game you've ever played in your entire
I just
existence.
thought, oh, this is going to be one of those games straight away. That Nick had the lower morale, so he gets a plus one.
So you got to go
So
first.
he got to go first, yes. Well, he had choice, I believe it is, to go first. Is that right?
I don't know. I do not
And is
know.
the first player for the round? No, he goes first. And that's that. So the game is quite simple in terms of the actual play. You get to maneuver or and perform an action each model, or you can do it the other way around.
Yes.
So but then there's this concept of combined activations as well. So your bosses, your leaders, are quite important in this game because they come with a command value based on the size of the game, commander leadership value.
Yes, and that's dictated in the rule book,
That's
isn't it?
correct,
Ra
yes. So,
rather than being a card ability, it's completely dependent on what you're playing.
So you can take, I need to check this up, but you can take a certain number of, you can give a command, a combined activation command, to a certain number of figures.
Models. I think it's the, I think it's what your leadership value is.
It's the leadership value, is it?
Yes.
What does the command leadership do then?
Well, command leadership's higher, isn't it?
Yes.
So you can give orders to more people.
Oh, okay. So your normal leadership is 3. So
yes.
And your commander leadership is 5 in the intro level game, which means that you can give, move up to 5 models. Your commander can move up to 5 models, or your normal leader bloke, if you have another leader, because obviously you could have 1 rank 2 leader instead of 2 rank 1s. Only moves 3, and they have to do a combined activation. They have to share a trait. They don't have to share a trait necessarily with the leader, but they have to share a trait amongst themselves. So all the pigs are obviously union workers, so they can move together. I believe my union worker is also has the trait of being a union member. Sorry, yeah. So the union worker's trait is union member, and the union boss's trait is union member. So I could, if I wanted to, activate the boss as part of that combined activation.
Yeah, but he counts as one of the models.
He does count as one of the models. It's not on top of.
Yes, and most things have one trait.
Correct, yeah. So that was the first sort of thing that we found interesting. I mean, I'd read the rules anyway. Nick hadn't. I think he got to about page 4, which is the start. So there was this whole concept of moving stuff together, or in certain situations, you were just moving a single figure on its own, you know? Certainly later on in the game, when we made one or t'other of us had lost our bosses, i.e. me.
I think we could all have predicted that.
There was a situation where it looked as though Nick out-activated me, but I said, look, I just move these singly, and that's that. That's how the game works, sort of thing. But yeah, so the immediate feeling of the game, I mean, the afterthoughts of the game for me was that it was a true skirmish game. I'm trying to compare my experience of playing this game to Malifaux, but there isn't. I don't think there is a comparison, because Malifaux is a character-driven skirmish game, and it has. There are elements that have the same feel, but this feels different. It feels very warbandy. It feels very skirmish because of the amount of figures. I don't know if that will be the same when you go up to the next level of game, or you know, up to battle level.
Well, even the battle level is, you know, it's 40 figures. It's still not
a big, huge number.
No. I mean, and that's 40 figures at the max. If you start ranking them up, you know, trading them in, you're going to have less models.
Yeah. So, there's no unit coherency in the game. These leaders have a sphere of influence, which is dependent on whether they're a normal leader or a commander, which is 6 and 8 inches respectively. So you do, even though there's no unit coherency, you do end up clumping the sort of the infantry to close to the leaders, so that you have the option for combined activation.
Yeah. Now, is it an I go you go system?
It is. You choose a model or a combined activation, and then your opponent does.
Right.
So, yes, essentially. But it's not...
it's not... I get
all my models, yeah.
You get to sit down for half an hour while I move all my men out.
So, there's not a lot of downtime, you know. It's quite quick. And even though our game was a lot of flicking of pages and looking in rule books and such... now that we've had that first game, I think the next game we play will be a lot quicker, especially at the intro level. So I'm actually really looking forward to playing another game with the figures. And I'm building stuff up to supplement to try and hopefully get to the next level of game as well. But the one thing is if you have no models to activate, essentially you pass your turn and your opponent has one more round to activate any of his models. So even though you may be in a position where you're being out activated, the rules compensate for that by not allowing your opponent to essentially swamp you.
Right, okay.
And then the game turn ends. So I think we ended up playing 4 or 5 turns and nothing. I was losing the game quite heavily. Well, not heavily. I was losing the game because Nick was killing stuff. His Fellhammer models are, for want of sort of putting it in any other way, they're like suicide bombers to a certain extent. They are really effective going in, blowing themselves up or doing damage and blowing themselves up. They're really, really good at that. My pigs are great because as soon as they take damage, they become a bit more fighty and tougher and do more damage. I didn't really get to use the rabbit galvanic defender much, but he looks as though he's a ranged magic attack guy with a bit of buff debuff stuff. And the Zalek, I didn't really understand until later on. So the big thing that we found was that playing the game for the first time with no reference to more experienced players was that the cards that we had were completely different in many cases to the model entries in the book.
And the cards are correct?
That's correct, yeah. So I went away with a load of questions. And what it boils down to is a style of rules writing. And every game system has that. So once you understand that style of rules writing and also, you know, a basic concept in that the PDF cards, which are available from the Wrath of Kings site, and the cards that you've got are supersede the rule book, then away you go. But there are many instances where the model entry for the card and the model were completely different. So we have to make a decision at that point as to how to play it. Which may or may not be right. But I think in most instances, we actually went with what was on the card. So,
yes.
Which was a good thing at the end of the day.
Right, I don't understand why you wouldn't have gone with the card.
I suppose so. But as it was a Kickstarter, you kind of expect problems with the product to a certain extent.
Yeah, I suppose.
So Nick actually started killing some of my models, and you lose morale when you kill 3 models.
Yeah.
Or you lose morale from killing a leader. And then obviously the motivations give you morale losses in a slightly bigger chunk. So he was killing my stuff, and then eventually I got to a position where I'd moved in to interact with his leaders, and I managed to take the intel off both leaders in one turn and kill one figure enough to get me a group of three being killed to finally reduce him to 0. And I think I was on 2 or 3 morale. So I ended up,
right.
The House Technus was victorious.
Well done.
But we both went away from the game. He loves his models. You know, like many of us, it's about the models and the aesthetics.
Yeah.
He's gone away and built a load of stuff, and I'm looking at the next, because he wants to play the next level game, which is Skirmish. But the options of Skirmish are select an extra 2 of the following. So 3 rank 1 infantry or 1 rank 1 specialist. So you could get away with 4 figures or 3 figures even. I don't, yeah, 2 of the following. So that would be 1 of each or 2 of 1, I'm guessing, the way it reads. So I've got to build some more models, and I'm building the Cage 2 model, which is a specialist rank 2 model. And it's, I dry fitted it yesterday or the day before, and it just looks like a combination of the Tin Man and other sort of fantasy cyberpunky things, and it just looks awesome. I just want to get it built in a base sort of thing, you know. But I went away with a load of rule queries and posted them on Facebook on the Wrath of Kings group, and as I said, there are devs from Come on that group, and got answers very, very quick, and it was very clear straight away that the cards were right. And a lot of the questions were essentially related to model versus card entries. And I learned some stuff about the way some of the models work to a certain extent as well. So
what did you learn?
I learned that the cards were correct. I learned that the Zalek, where he has a special ability called Abomination, which is a 6-inch aura. And it suffers, enemies in the area suffer -2 to command values. And I couldn't see what that did, but essentially what that does is it adjusts your leadership value. So it reduces the amount of models that your bosses, your leaders can control in a combined activation. So even though this model is quite quick, because it moves eight, it's got resilience of 2 and 1 wound. It's kind of quite useful for reducing your opponent's ability to move stuff in a combined activation.
Right. Okay.
And the other thing is reaction unleashed for each overpower result. He makes a will attack against each enemy within 3 inches. Now, if you look at reactions in the glossary part of the book, it basically says as long as this model's not killed, it can do a melee action. So that confused us, first of all, because it was specific to a melee action. And this was a willpower attack. And the other thing is, right, any overpower result would kill this model automatically, so you'd never ever get the reaction, the unleashed reaction. So we played it that, because we'd made a decision on something else earlier in the game, we played it that he didn't get it, but it turns out that he does get it. So again, it's all about the game style of
yes, it's just understanding when things happen. Once you know when things will happen.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you get.
Go on, sorry. Get used to it.
You just get used to it, and you go, okay, well, that I can take that. And it does rely on the authors of the game being, I suppose, consistent.
Yes, yeah. Which I am finding that they are, but one of the things that whenever you take on a new rule set, you know, coming up from the way we have from GW, where you start talking about intent of rules and rules as written,
yeah,
and playing something as tight as the PP rule set, where, you know, they have distinct timing charts and things like that. And then coming to something like this, you've got to be able to understand what they want to do with the rules. So
yes,
we felt as though there should be a timing chart, but probably there shouldn't be, because it seems to, if we have our second and third fourth games, you know, a few games down the line, I think it will just flow a lot better and we'll understand how it works.
So yeah,
there's no timing chart in there, probably for a reason, because it doesn't need one.
Yeah, I agree.
But it has excited me. I love the look of the figures. I love the feel of the game. And I'm looking forward to playing more.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, I'm excited by it. I'm going to rejig my painting cues to get at least paint onto an intro size force. You know, and I'll probably do, because I've got 2 level 1 infantry and 1 level 2, and what I'll probably end up doing is painting 3 of each type of the level 1s and 3 of the level 2s, just to get, you know, get paint on all three types.
Yep. And that, well, actually, and that might enthuse you to do some more sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I've got games coming up. As I say, I mean, I would be Spoons and I have set up Wednesday night is going to be game night, the same as you do with
Nick
on your Friday nights. I'm going to set up a Spoons and I are going to set up a regular thing on Wednesday because Mrs. M is out. She goes off to Zumba and stuff. So Spoons is going to come over after work and we're just going to play games. And one of the games that we want to play is Wrath of Kings.
When he builds his stuff.
Yeah. And I might get a game in on Thursday because it's club night. And it depends who's got models that to play against, sort of thing.
Will your dice have come by then? Or they?
My dice have come. My dice are in the box with my men.
Good, good, good.
I'm set there. I've got my cards. I've sleeved my cards.
You'll need some D6 for wound markers, probably.
I have a laser cut company that will produce my wound markers.
You may need some markers, other types of markers as well.
I have a laser cut company to produce other type markers.
What laser company is that then?
That would be mendyballs.co.uk.
Oh, I've heard of them. I heard they're very good.
Yeah, and they put out some lovely 1920s buildings this week in their Prohibition range, suitable for gangster and other maybe superhero gaming.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. I'm enthused by it. I was at an event at the weekend and I was talking to Oz and Ben. Ben was on an episode a couple of days ago, talking about his first game, and we were talking about it. And we were talking about having a get together where we could just rock up and play some games.
Oh, that sounds like some fun.
Well, we were thinking of doing it at Tabletop Nation.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, because it's sort of it's an hour and a half for me. It's about an hour for them. It's, you know, 45 minutes for you. Persuade Nick to come.
If Nigel pulls his finger out, get his stuff. Dez has got some stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean, no need to have any painted or anything. I mean, it's just, you know, get together and let's play some games and try things out. So I'm going to put a date together for that and then...
Then it could happen.
Yeah, it will do. So it sounds like you had a good time.
I really enjoyed the game. I'm looking forward to the next game, and I think this is a game which is going to be a lot of fun. It's got a level of tactical play to it, which is unlike anything I've seen before, because it's not a character-based game. So there I'm comparing it directly to Malifaux. It has a fantasy battle-esque feel to it, but at a skirmish level as well.
Yes, I think it's going to be interesting.
Whether or not, you know, you can run events with it or tournaments with it, I don't know. I haven't played enough of the motivations to work that out. I don't know if it's a balanced game, so the only time will tell. At the moment, it is a lot of fun.
Well, the reports that I've been seeing suggest that it is balanced. And it's still far too early. There was something I saw something today about saying, or people think that Hadros are a bit powerful. But how do you know? Because it could be one guy who's played a Hadros report and his gaming buddy just isn't good at tabletop games.
Yep. Yeah.
It's far too early. There's far too few games to be played to even start contemplating throwing around, oh, it's a bit OP.
But, I mean, I'd like to see this at DAFCON, for instance.
Oh, I think it's just definitely going to happen at DAFCON.
I'd like to see a couple of events this year, you know, even if they are just casual play events. thinking a little bit more about a casual play sort of day, why can't we play other games if needs be as well?
Yeah, no, I think that's good. I decided today that I'm going to organise an open combat day.
Yep.
Don't know where, don't know when, but we'll meet again.
Are we running long by any chance?
Oh, we might be.
The open combat. The open combat day. Shall I? Can I bring my BB guns? Is it that open? That sort of open combat.
Well, until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily. Or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.